Hello, my name is Brance Moorfield, botanist with the U.S. Forest Service at the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area. Today we are here at Catherine Creek, one of the best places to see spring wildflowers in the Columbia River Gorge. The Catherine Creek Trail System was created to allow users to enjoy wildflowers by protecting them from being trampled. One of the most important things you can do while visiting is to keep yourself and your dog on the trail. The uneven deposition of soil gives Catherine Creek an undulating topography of varying soil depths. Plants favor different soil depths and moisture content, so you can find about 300 species of plants here. When the Forest Service acquired this land, it had been overgrazed by cattle and sheep, and the soils had become compacted, so there were very few native plants here. We knew we wanted to restore this land, but what should it look like? From observations made of the surrounding areas where we knew cattle and sheep would not graze, we were able to form a mental picture. We wanted to imagine what this site might have looked like in the 1800s before grazing would have occurred here and fire was excluded. Imagine this landscape covered in native balsam roots, bunch grasses, bulbs, and with very few pine trees. Due to the exclusion of fire by early settlers from this ecosystem, pine trees have encroached into the areas where there are deeper soils. The trees are stressed, they are short, and some are even dead or dying. Pre-settlement cultural burning would have occurred at Catherine Creek about every 2 to 4 years. Cultural burning is a process using prescribed fire to manage landscapes and would have killed the young pine seedlings. Fire would have made nutrients more available, allowing plants to grow more vigorously, and would have excluded the invasive annual grasses now present everywhere. Cultural burning would have created more foods for large mammals, birds, and insects by increasing biodiversity. This ecosystem evolved with fire and is important that we work to get fire back on the landscape. Due to current regulations, it is difficult to put fire on the landscape, but we hope it will be possible in the future. The native plant community has slowly repopulated this area naturally with the exclusion of grazing, but we are also helping. On a yearly basis, seeds are collected from local plant populations. We store these seeds to protect them and then distribute them in the cold, wet months. By collecting seed and redistributing, we have successfully expanded many of the native plant populations here, but this work will take years to complete. Please enjoy your visit to Catherine Creek, and please stay on the trail.